It's Mix 104.9. Sarah here with you this afternoon with International Women's Day this Sunday. I love just talking to other really inspiring women, whatever industry they're a part of. And we really have, we've talked to a huge array of women from many different walks of life over the last few days. But we are closely following the work that women are doing in hospitality in the Northern Territory. There are some absolute trailblazers, and one of those, I'm very excited to have her on the phone, is Bec from the Noonamah Tavern. Bec, hello.
Hello, hello, Sarah. How are you?
Excellent.
What an introduction. Oh!
I love International Women's Day, and it means something different to everybody. What comes to mind for you?
Well, it's rather interesting, Sarah, because when I was younger and I was just so focused on just, you know, being a mom and, you know, getting work where I can and juggling everything, I really didn't have the time to reflect on International Women's Day. It was like, let's just get through this day and, you know, and celebrate that we've made it.
Yeah.
And then progressively, as I've, you know, entered the full-time workforce and worked in corporate businesses and, you know, it's really made me very aware of the gender inequality within the workplace, and a lot of other areas as well, you know, where we just naturally have a bit of a handicap, you know, because we've got sick kids. We're always the ones that are out there, you know, looking after them, and the male's always been at work. So International Women's Day, to me, I can honestly say, being in sort of in corporate environments and working my way now to, you know, running the Noonie with Tony and the team, it does mean like just focusing on the achievements that women do on a daily basis. And that you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be in the corporate world. You don't have to be, you know, someone in a senior position. It's like the fact that you've actually gone out and you've managed to exercise and you've, you know, looked after the kids all day and everything else, and, you know, those achievements along with, you know, all the other little milestones that you accomplish along the way as a woman.
I think you're so right, is just being able to acknowledge in yourself, because you know, this is a trait of some women, not all of them, but I myself, you know, need to remind myself, hey, you did really good to get all that done, and you're absolutely smashing your career. So just being able to celebrate yourself as well as others.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I do come from a lineage of amazing women. So my great-grandmother founded and she was a huge advocate for women's rights. So she was a major key woman in, you know, the Northern Territory. And you just go as a key figure, you know, so she helped establish the housing a scheme for women. She was just amazing. RSPCA, she was just involved in a lot of these different things. And then my grandmother was the first Northern Territory woman to get her pilot license and fly overseas. So I'm a huge advocate for women.
Yeah.
And I do have some amazing models. And then obviously my mother has been a mother and a nurturer. So she's been incredibly inspirational as to how I should raise my kids. So, you know, I do reflect on how lucky I have been as a woman growing up with inspirational women and leaders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, no wonder you go as hard as you do. Like, that is just so awesome. Look, Bec, do you have any, maybe a few little words of wisdom for people who don't necessarily have you know, someone to look up to like you do? Like, not everyone is able to acknowledge that or, you know, have it to push them. Do you have any words of encouragement for them?
I just think that at the end of each day that you should just take a deep breath and look at what you have accomplished. I mean, even if it's the basic things, the fact that your kids have gone to school, they've got clean clothes and they're all fed and they're in bed. You know, just learn to love and acknowledge yourself, I think, is really, really important. And then develop a nice little friendship network where, you know, you can support each other.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. Yeah. Because we don't do that often enough with women.
No. And this is what I love. Hospitality NT actually do a really wonderful event every International Women's Day where it brings, you know, the industry together, and you can talk to like-minded people and find someone, you know, that will help support you.
Mm. Yeah. And we do that on a smaller basis here at Noonamass. When I first, so just so you know, for all the listeners, this has been my fourth time working at Noonamass. So I started when I was 17.
Wow.
So it's a 40-year journey, basically, to end up where I'm at, sitting at now, sort of in the same pub. But when I did first start focusing back and working in the marketing space for Noonamass, I really had a look into, so what can we do to celebrate women here on a, you know, a monthly basis? And I developed a slurp and paint, what we call it. And so each month it's around a women's charity.
Yeah.
So we're always raising money for a women's charity because that's massively important. But also just bringing women together to sit and paint and relax and celebrate and have a bubble and just, you know, be around each other. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to have friends or, you know, if you go to these functions that, you know, there's a lot of different functions out there where like-minded women go and you just develop a bit of a network there. I think it's just really embracing that. So, and that's my key achievement, yeah.
When is your next one? Because, yes, I see them come up quite often.
Yeah, March the 15th. And okay. this one will be the Gidget Foundation. So,
okay.
Gidget do you know what the Gidget Foundation is about?
I have heard about it, but tell us a little bit more.
Yeah. So it's huge. It's postnatal depression and women just feeling isolated. So the money that we raise goes directly towards that. You might have seen the ads on the TV of the poor mother crying in the kitchen while the baby's alone. So, you know, it is all just around support, being able to support women that are currently going through that. And God bless them. You know, it is hard enough, you know, looking after yourself some days and then having a brand new baby so to look after. So it's really important. We love raising money for our women's charities. And, yeah, so Gidget Foundation will be the one on the 15th of March.
Oh, that is just so wonderful. This segment is about celebrating you as well, Bec.
Thank you.
Every time someone walks in the Noonie, they just always feel welcomed by you and the whole team. Yous are all just awesome. So thank you for getting on.
My pleasure.
And being such a big voice for International Women's Day. We love you.
Oh, we love you too, Sarah. Thanks so much.